Morning, hey everybody. We are rocking and rolling, and today's going to be the lead in to what we've got going on. We got this weekend is going to be incredible. What we've got going on for the whole goal is to have a system to where somebody can come on board and they know exactly what to do. And so we're going to be doing that today, kind of talking about that. But I'm going to get rolling into everything and. Got a lot of good stuff happening, so we're going to do that, and let's go back up to the top and get it rolling here. And as always, I keep telling you this, if you need help, ask for it. Lucas is at support. Ideas, we get them all the time, and we're implementing so many things. I mean, every week I talk to Steve. I say, okay, what do we got new? He's like, I got this new, and we got more new today. So we always do that. And Kristen is coordinating all of our events. And so if you're a $100,000 earner, we want to hear from you, and we'll put you on the program and that kind of thing. So anyway, everything's rolling for March, just like always. Fill up Monday nights, Wednesday, we got real estate, all these kind of things we keep doing, and I had a question. It was kind of an interesting question. What do you think would happen if you quit doing all these things? I said, well, business would stop doing, and isn't that how marketing is? So if you want your business to run, you have to market all the time. And so that's why we have a system. You just run it over and over and over again. You promote it over and over again, and you keep doing things. And what will happen is you'll have good success with that. Our kickoff Saturday is going to be the business system. And so when we put this thing together, I'm going to give you an idea of what this is going to do. So I put together an outline several weeks ago, and then I sent it out. I got some more input on it, all that kind of stuff. But the idea is that once this is done, this is going to be the beginning content along with other existing content that's going to allow you to push a button when you recruit somebody new and you say, start new recruit startup. And then what's going to happen? You're going to push the button, and over the next 30 days, they're going to get an email every morning. And it's going to say, here's what you need to do today. Here's what you need to learn today. You want to learn more? Click right here. Okay. And that's how this is going. So we're going to take the content from Saturday kickoff, and it's starting from prospecting, appointment setting, all the way through. We're going to then turn around, and it's going to be our training system for a brand new person. So you bring a brand new person in, what do? You just say, hey, I'm going to send you, you're going to be getting an email every day, and I want you to listen to it. And then you can even dig deeper and learn more, that kind of thing. So we got that happening. So that's Saturday at 8 o'clock Pacific. All right. So now I want to kind of go through, I had a call from Tommy. Tommy calls me and gives me ideas. And he says, you run the Tuesday call for the most part, you run it at the top level. And there's people, we have a lot of people on the call that are newer. Okay. And they're like, can we talk about some things that are at the very beginning stages? And so, and this kind of goes along with, had another call today that I'm going to address or an email. What it boils down to is everybody starts at the same place. And so I want to kind of give you a little idea of what I go through on a daily basis. Okay. So I'm totally disorganized. I lose keys, sunglasses, phone chargers, clothing. It's funny. I'll look on some of my pictures from where I was on these golf trips, and I'll say, where's that shirt at? Where's that hat? I have no idea where it is. Okay. And so I lost my car one time. And when I was on the phone and I parked in this little square at this town, and I parked off one of the roads, and I was sure I parked there, and I was in my suit, it was in July. And finally I saw a cab, and I said, just do me a favor. I was on the phone. I'm just do me a favor. Can you just put me in the car and just drive around until I find my car? Okay. So that's the kind of stuff I do. Some of you can relate to that. I'm always running wide open, and I have a hard time staying focused because my brain's going every which way. All right. So I knew it was very important for me to have a system and be structured. Okay. So that was what I knew. So if you're new right now, or newer in the business, or if you've been around in the business, you know, you may be just like this. So let's think about it. So I've been paid $18 million so far. I'll be closer to $19 million in Primerica. So how did I go about doing it? Well, I worked hard. Okay. You can't do anything about it. I understood the numbers, and I was doing 25 to 40 appointments a week for 4 years. Think about that. I mean, 25 to 40 appointments, either recruiting, or I was doing a client appointment, or I was doing a webinar or seminars back then. All right. But, you know, I prospected every day. I mean, I worked, I did tons of self-improvement. I still do that to this day. But one of the things I learned is become a great marketer. And, you know, it's interesting how marketing you do things. So let me give you just one example. So, you know, one of the things that I did, along with 1,000 others that didn't work, is I started the radio show with Dave Ramsey. He and I were friends. He was one of my agents. Matter of fact, for your information, any of you, he had a license with us for 11 years. Okay. So, the point of it is that I had these ideas. And so one of these ideas came from a lady in my office. We used to listen to a financial show in Nashville, and we listened to that financial show, and the guy gave bad advice all the time. And she said to me, "You should do that radio show." So it kind of plugged in my head. You should do that radio show. You could do it better than that. So several weeks later, we heard this guy was going off the air. The station was in bankruptcy. And I thought, man, this would be great. And I called Ramsey and I said, "Hey, we ought to go do this radio show. We'll call it The Money Game." And the reason we called it The Money Game was because of a brochure that Primerica had called How to Win the Money Game. So we did that. And I said, "You can talk about real estate." He had gone bankrupt. And bankruptcy, and I'll tell them about getting, you know, financial independent and mutual funds and all that. So anyway, we go down there and we talk to the radio station, and the guy says, "You know, we have no money. We're in bankruptcy. I'm just trying to get this thing sold." And we said, "Well, we'll do it for free. You don't have to pay us." And he said, "Okay, I'll give you an hour." And we got an hour Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning on a 100,000-watt radio station. So then the station started promoting it. And we started doing seminars off of the radio. And then one day they said, and I'd never really done seminars. And then what happened is they said, "You've got to go down to this downtown Nashville Summer Lights. The radio station has a booth, and we want you to be at the booth. We want the host to be there for a certain period of time." And I'm like, "All right, gosh, I got to stand at a booth." So I went and stood at the booth, and these guys came up and they said, "Oh, I've heard you. I've got some money I need to invest. I've heard you. I've got this." And so I'm like, "Hold on." I started doing trade shows after that. Then I started thinking, I said, "Man, where's everybody at? Okay. At Christmas time, well, they're all at the mall." So we went and rented a booth, okay, at the mall for 6 weeks, and I became a great marketer. How did I do it? Was it because when I was brand new, I had all this stuff in my head that was like, "I'm going to go do this and I'm going to go do that"? No, what I did is I started working and I started doing things, and then I started acting on my ideas, most of which didn't work. How about that? But, you know, I thought, "Man, that trade show booth is great." Okay. So we started doing all the local trade shows. And then from there, I thought, "Well, why can't we take the trade show to the mall?" And we got 40,000 leads one Christmas at the mall. How about that? Of people coming up for a 6 week period, manning that thing. So I did these things. And then what I did is I started working on looking at building systems, now technology, that would complement my weaknesses. See, people, I'll never forget, I played golf over in Hawaii. I finished dead last in the Hawaii contest. I was number 550. They took 550. I got there and I was like, it's the first trip I'd ever won. And I was like, everybody's making more money than me. It doesn't matter who I talk to. Okay. They're making more money than I am. So I can learn from everybody. So then one day I got on I decided I'd play golf. Now, one thing I can do is play golf. And so I went and played golf, and I saw these guys there, and I said, "Can I jump in with you?" And I got to play with Jimmy Meyer and I got to play Rick Soucy and Bill Anderton. Okay. Anderton thought I was a caddy. He told me to take my clubs and put them on the cart. I'm like, no, I'm playing you know, that kind of deal. And I got out on the golf course, and I don't know how many shots I beat him by, but it was probably with Meyer at that time, probably about 50 shots. And I walked out of there and I was like, these guys are not King Kong great and everything. They're just great in Primerica. They can't beat me on the golf course, right? They're not 100% all knowing, all doing. They've just gotten good at Primerica. How about that? And because they've got good at Primerica, they're heroes. They're doing that. So what if I get good at Primerica? Okay. What if I go out and I work on creating things, okay, that will make me good? And so I started working on, and today here's what I do. I've made enough money, which I didn't always have it, to where I can hire good people who make me look good. All right. And they take things that I'm not good at. All right. And they do a great job at it. And I do the things that I'm good at. Okay. So what you do is you start working on, and you start saying, if you're newer in the business, you start working on getting better every day, and you pay attention, okay, to what's going on. And what I mean by paying attention, you know, if you walk around the corner and somebody punches you in the nose, the next time you walk around the corner, you should put your hand out first, right? Before you go around the corner. Or you don't just go around and get your nose punched every time you walk around the corner. And so what you have to do is you have to look, and Hopkins used to say this, negative feedback needed to change course in my direction. That was his deal. So you start looking, you say, all right, so now you try to 10X your system. So how do you do it? You say, well, how can I get more prospects? How can I increase the number of attempts to set appointments? How can I increase the number of appointments that keep, right? How can I increase the closing percentage? So I'm going through here. How can I increase my average transaction size so I get paid more? How can I increase the number of referrals? How can I increase the number of recruits, okay, that I'm doing? How can I retain my team better? So I start going through that. And I said, well, I'm going to start working through my numbers, right? And so what are some of the things that I can do to improve on this? And beside that, when you're brand new, you say, well, what if I tried this? Hey, you have ideas. It doesn't mean they're all right. That's where you also go sit in on things like this, to where you get more, you know, you got better qualified ideas. But when you're no matter where you're at, you could sit here and say, I can come up with an idea that would be better, okay, and it would help me increase all of these numbers. I'll never forget, you know, Jay Abraham, you know, I listen to his stuff all the time. He says, you know, you can optimize your handshake. Okay. He said, you can optimize the voicemail that you leave behind. Okay. When somebody doesn't answer, to get them to call back, and you can test it. Right. And so I learned about, if I'm doing a client recontact and we call them, hey, we're trying to update our records, they don't ever call you back. They don't care if what's in it for them. All right. So you turn around and say, it's very important you call me regarding your account. And guess what they do? They call you back. Okay. I mean, it's just little things. It's optimizing the voicemail. All right. So what happens is you 10X your productivity. So you start out with, you're sitting there right now, you're struggling, and you got paper everywhere. Okay. You're picking up a lead. You're doing all this stuff. It's unorganized. So therefore you're very slow contacting people. You finally get 6 appointments, 3 keep, you close a sale. You got to recruit 4 to get a recruit. So now you're cruising along. All right. You're making $1,000 a week, which is pure frustration, you know, in the business. You have to go out and recruit, you know, get 1 recruit a month. So you're never recruiting enough people to get anything going. All right. And you're just frustrated. All right. Now, if you're newer in the business, you say, man, I'd love to be able to do that. Well, what if we optimized and we had our list was organized all in Sales Team Pro, to where we can just grind out and call people quicker, and we didn't lose all the names. Okay. And because we preempted the appointment to where the people, we're getting a certain number of people that are actually interested because we've been pre-selling them. Okay, now you set 40 appointments, you keep 20, and then you have a follow-up system to close the 20 that and get them rescheduled. And then suddenly your system, you're closing a bigger percentage of people, okay, because of the fact that you're better at it. You recruit a couple of people a week, all right? You upsell them because you're getting all of it. And now suddenly, guess what's happened? You're not making 1,000 a week. You're making 12,000 a week. All right. You're not making 4,000 a month. You're making 48,000 a month. So I have a question. What would be different between a $4,000 a month income and a $48,000 a month income? Right. Isn't that crazy? And you say, how do you do this? Well, you start deciding to get it. You have the mindset you're going to optimize and do more. So when, I started doing that, I want to show you the kind of things that can happen. Now, I pull this up because you can do a lot more than you think. And so if you look at my personal production on the left-hand side of the screen, or maybe the robot, anyway, the securities volume, I had 389 sales that year. Okay. How about that? Personal. They're all little ones. I was writing up everything, right? The year after that, I had 375, all right, initial cases. And I want you to think through that, okay? So that's, think about that number, 389. That's pretty optimized. Now, it's my ninth year in the business, okay? And I'm finally getting it. I had 73 life sales, all right? And I had 39 personal recruits. That's a pretty optimized year. Y'all agree with that? If you go out personally doing it. Now, if you look at that time, I had 73 sales. The base shop did 332. So it wasn't like I was doing a lot. The recruiting, I had 39. The base shop had 155. So I was doing 25%, 50% of the securities production was on my own pen. All right. 25% of the life production basically was on mine, and 25% of the recruiting was my personal stuff, not including the fact that I recruited people underneath them. So what was I doing? I was doing all of it. Make sense? All of it. That's how, and that year I made $367,000, all right, on a $20,000 a month base shop, right? Because I was out there running and gunning. So now, so what Sales Team Pro is, I'm gonna walk you through now so you understand what this really is. It's a system. Does that make sense? It's a system to grow sales. It's a system to build your team. That was the team side, the name of it. And it's designed to create a professional image. So that was what I, how STP name came about. What do I want to do? I want to grow sales. I want to grow the team, and I want to be professional. How about that? Is that not a great way to run your business? Let's grow our business. Let's build up our people, and let's create a professional image. All right. So that was how this thing was all put together. But the typical selling cycle that people run through, Ed Randall and I were on the phone earlier talking about this, to where people are, you're bringing all this people in, but you're just, things are falling through the holes. Okay. So you have lost prospecting. So if you are not inputting people and putting them in there, the next thing you know, you get a name and it's gone. All right. So what are you going to get from the, how much business are you going to do with the people you don't even know? Okay. Anymore. Don't even have them. So we put them into one database. Then from that prospecting, you lose leads because your prospecting was wasted, right? Like for instance, if you go to a trade show and you go get 1,000 names on a piece of paper, well, you got to put those in because then you have leads and then you have lost current and future income, right? So I want you to think through that. What happens? So with this big thing, so the typical selling cycle has holes in it, all right? So what we put together, okay, and through this, if you understand how it really works, the goal is to fill the pipeline up. That's what we're doing. And if you're newer in the business, all things being equal, you want to get a bigger pipeline. if you're trying to build your team, you want your team to have a bigger pipeline. That's it. And the bigger the pipeline, ultimately, somebody's going to raise their hand and say, you know, I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's get it going. All right. So here's how this thing works. So the system was built around attracting people, right? So we prospect, and I want you to think about how many times can you attract traffic flow into your system? And what I mean by traffic, traffic is like, I tell people, if you want to prospect, you know, now with COVID, it's a little different, but if you want to prospect, you need to get on a traffic pattern to where you get up in the morning and you go to the same places. Okay. If you go get coffee, go to the same place about the same time. Next thing you know, you'll start meeting people. All right. So we have a traffic pattern. And then what we do is we line up all of these things, prospecting, that's what it is, attracting traffic, and we prospect, right? And from that prospect, we get names and we capture them. Then we nurture them. Then we convert them. Then we deliver what we say we're going to do and make sure they have great satisfaction. We upsell them and we get referrals. How about that? That's the system. All right. So how do you attract traffic? So you're out there right now talking to people. I believe the most important way to attract in our business is to educate. All right. So what you want to do is provide educational content. I had a question was, what do you do about field training? Because you made a comment. I made a comment that I don't do presentations. I do business. Okay. And some people said something about that. And he asked, what about field training? Well, here's what I would rather do. I would rather the person know why I'm coming. Okay. And I would rather my recruit educate the people in a way that allows them to get an appointment. You can still use the, if you're field training somebody, I need to do so many presentations. I would appreciate your help, but this is kind of what it's going to be involving. Okay. And then that way, when you actually get the appointment, you're not in there, you know, walking into some, and then you put them in a system, you get them educated, that kind of thing. We got the social, we got our landing pages. You can do that on social media. We got Zoom, all of our events. Okay. And then you get referrals. So that's the way you get this front end attracting names, right? So now they're captured. And what are we going to do? We give them reasons, okay, to move forward, like opt in for a download of content, all a different content. Okay. You know, and we've got all these email offers, and we're putting some in today, you're going to see, that are all geared about sorting people. Does that make sense? That's the idea. We want to get a big database. We want to sort those people out. And how do we sort them? They register for the event. Okay. They download the How Money Works. Okay. They watch a video. All right. They do all these kind of things. So now what we've done is we've taken and separated them. I'm going to give you a little story. I went to a marketing conference, a company called HubSpot. Okay. HubSpot, I went up to Boston, and HubSpot is probably one of the number one marketing companies that there is. They do a lot of high-end corporate stuff. I went to one of their three-day marketing conferences. Well, HubSpot is a content generator. And what they do, if you search anything to do with marketing, chances are something's going to come up on the internet that they created. Well, they get about 80,000 inbound leads a month, but they only talk to about 400 or 500, and they close 95% of those people, because what they did is they gave all these offers to them. And then eventually when they said, one of the things that we do, we don't mess with people unless a C-level employee, okay, somebody's a C-level, goes to the pricing page. And when they go to the pricing page on the website, then we follow up on them. Well, that's pretty detailed. Well, in the case with us, when we capture these leads, we then start putting things out there that says, hold your hand up, you're a better prospect. And how do we do that? We nurture those people along. So you've got something when they're new, you got warm market that's consistent, it's very personalized. the more information we learn from people, the more we can make the message relevant. We're going to go in. Steve's going to show you what we're doing on search today that is going to really do that. So now if you are sending somebody a campaign for a new baby and you know they're pregnant and getting ready to have a baby, or they've got a new child, that's better than to send out that to your whole database, right? And so what we're doing is we're working on that. Then we're going to convert them. All right. They're going to be very easy to convert. All right. Because we've been handling objections already. We've provided evidence. What's the evidence? Well, I mean, when they go to one of our, how money, you know, the intro to money, or the, we go to the family financial workshop. Did we not give them evidence? We show them, we're presenting, we're educating, we're doing all these kind of things to where the strategy, okay, of selling becomes very low key, because what we've done, we've decided we're going to build trust. All right. And so when you're in the business and you're new, you have to understand that you don't absolutely start off quick building trust. It takes time. And when you come in the business, what you need to do, and if you've been around and you hadn't done a good job building trust, it takes time to go learn from that, get that customer. All right. I'm going to give you two examples this week. I had a death claim. A client of mine, and been with me 20 something years, $3 million. I ended up meeting with the two daughters. The two daughters took all the money that the mother had. Okay. And we're reinvesting it and all of their own money. How about that? Because the mom, you know, and to give you an idea, all right. One of the accounts, okay, that an annuity that we did, we've had it in, you know, in American funds the whole way, had a $261,000 cost basis and a $798,000 account value. How about that? So when you sit down with someone and you got a $261,000 and you say your mother, this is what we did for $268,000 when we first got started, and me and her have been you know, doing this stuff for a long time, it's now worth $798,000. And they're like, how about that? All right. Then I had another customer on Saturday that we did a $900,000 variable annuity. And this guy started with $40,000 and now he's up close to $3 million. Okay. He's been with me forever. All right. How about that? Because we stayed in touch and it's easy. How about that? So when you start doing that, and then you welcome them in and you give them great quality service. All right. And you thank them. We have thank you notes that go out. And then 2 weeks later, if you look in the campaigns, we have that going on. Okay. So what happens is you do that. You then upsell because you're educating. Now your upsell is they do everything with you, because you've delivered such an outstanding systematic customer follow-up. You get all of their money, all right, because you've done the job. Now, if you're new, you start your business this way, all right? I can go in right now and talk to people that have been around like me, and they say, if we'd have been doing this from the beginning, we'd be making 5 times, 10 times what we were making, okay? All right. So if you're new right now, you know what you do? You do this. And then one day you get these referrals coming in. And now how do you do it? Well, you track the referrals. You go in and you work, you put them in, and now you know what's going on. And you do networking events like we talked about, where golf tournaments. Okay. Then you got customer testimonials. They're selling for you. Okay. This is the system. Okay. And you got to work this system. And then one day you wake up and you're like, I got a great business. I got a business that just works. All right. And every week, you know, like this week, yesterday, I think I had 6 appointments, 5 kept. I worked on Saturday because I'm traveling again, golf and stuff like that. And I had appointments, 3 appointments on Saturday. And then I've got, I think, 4 today. All right. So every week, okay, I got easy stuff, right? And the reason I got easy stuff is because we've been doing this. Now, what you want to do is wake up one day and have easy money, all right, that's coming in. People that want to do business with you, they've been told about you, whatever it may be. I've got one today. Kristen is gonna do it. And the lady called, it was a call-in. She says, my mother's got life insurance with you and I want to buy life insurance. How about that? I mean, I say, Kristen, Dan, her husband is doing, who passed, just passed his test. Dan, good job. Security. So both of them have, Kristen, our host, both of them now have their insurance and securities license. How about that? So that's pretty good. Y'all agree with that? So anyhow, so now we got the referral strategies. So what you want to be thinking about, so how's the system work? Well, we're going to provide professional ongoing customer service. This is the mindset. Okay. We're going to provide professional educational events. Okay. For potential customers and automate the follow-up. That's what this system's all about. We're going to do ongoing marketing training. That's what I'm doing today. All right. This is what I trained. And I got to show you some things of the way we did our kickoff meetings all the way back in the 90s to where we talked about marketing yourself. All right. You got to be a marketer. All right. You got to get yourself out there and be known for something. We got ongoing fundamentals training. And it's all through Zoom with a work from home mindset. This is my strategy. This is when I built this thing, I wanted to do it this way. I've been saying that I wanted to have no office and work. I've been wanting to do this forever. This was not just pandemic. This is long before pandemic. So now, so what I want to do, you know, we've added some new features and, you know, we've gone through all this stuff. I showed you all this last week. Steve's going to show you a few things now, but we've got all kinds of cool stuff happening. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break here, stop the share. I'm going to go, Steve, you want to go ahead and show us what you got?
Sure.
So we've added some new stuff and then we'll open it up. So,
hey, anyway. Roy, before you go, let me share this real quick. Will you explain really fast about this RMD eligibility thing on the dashboard?
Yeah. So guys, the RMD is when people hit 72, okay, they have to start taking money out of their IRAs. So now if you may or may not have people that is on this list that actually even has investments with you, all right? But I'll give you an example. You know, one of the questions, the key questions, you call them up and say, hey, I'm just letting you know, I'm not sure if you realize this, but you have to start taking your IRA distributions, all right? And I just wanted to bring you up to speed on that. And if you have their money, do you have anybody working with you with your money if you don't have it? So we put that in there. Seth, one of my reps, said that. Okay. And he's like, hey, let's put this on there. So, you know what we did? We did it. And, so I think I saw some, Seth, did you make a comment? Yeah. All right. Yeah. So 72 and a half is actually 72, Steve. We got to fix that.
Oops. Okay. Yeah,
that was not fixed. All right. It's 59 and a half, now it's 72, but anyway, so we got that. So that's, we put that in there and that's just another reason to contact people. Now, let me tell you what happens if they have an RMD and they don't take it. They get a 50% penalty. Okay. How about that? All right. So, and at 59 and a half, we have down there the in-service withdrawal eligibility. That should be one of your biggest things, okay, to go find business. So once they're 59 and a half, they can roll over their IRA and or their 401k or retirement plan and continue to be able to contribute while they're there, okay, and get matching funds and all that kind of stuff. So I do a lot of that. So anyway, so that's what that's all about. All right, Steve, show us this. This is going to go live. When do you think we're going to go live with this?
It actually is right now. Oh, hey, did you talk about the training center?
Yes. Oh, yes. So guys, let's go to the training center. So we clean this up, okay. And so what you're going to see is all of the Tuesday, the kickoffs and the Sundays. And we're high. I think, Lucas, how many do we have in there in the first, like, four or five of them? And then we go to the archives for the rest of them. Okay. So now you can go in and, guys, you realize how much content that we've got. It's unbelievable. We cleaned that up. I thought, you know, I'm looking around trying to find it. So if you want to go to the Tuesday calls, Steve has those listed right there. There's four of them, but then we go, or how many of them is there? Oh, there's eight of them.
There's eight. Yeah.
Eight. So there's eight, but then let's go to the archives. All right. And you go right to the Tuesday archives, and we got all of them. How about that? They go back and back and back. We got it all the way back for several years. So
now Lucas is in the process of, what we're doing is moving a lot of this stuff from the resources page, so it's not so crowded over there.
Yeah.
And putting it on here. So yeah, that's, so
make it easier.
It's an ongoing thing.
So guys, what you want to do is get your team going into this, because they're, I mean, this training, every bit of this training, we've got it. And then we've also got, of course, the podcast on all this. So anyway, so Steve, show us the.
I went ahead and made this live without telling you.
All right, good.
So if you remember, we used to have this little search contacts button over here, and you click the button and it opened this thing up, and I've never been happy with the way it works. So I revamped it this last week. So from any page that you're on that has the buttons across the top, you can click in this box and type in a name of a person. So let me see if I remember. Okay, from any page, you type in a name and you'll get a list of in contacts that match it. You click it, you get the contact card right on whatever page you're on. You can go away and it keeps the search that you just had on there so that you don't lose it, you don't have to type again. If you're done with it, you just click outside, or you click the little box, the little X in here.
There you go.
Let me get another name here. Okay. So if we're doing, let's just do this one. Now I know what I'll do here. So I get a lot of them. Okay. So when you have a lot of results, you can use the arrow keys on your keyboard to start going down through it. And if you're fond of using your keyboard, you can, any one that you're on here that's highlighted, you can hit the enter key and it'll open up the card.
There we go.
And when you're done with it, click outside. It keeps your list up there. And when you're done with it, just click away. I hope that's gonna work a whole lot better than the other one.
Somebody mute yourself. All right, there we go. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Let's see. Training center, this. I'm in the process of revamping the follow-up process, because it's creating follow-ups and stuff. It's not the easiest thing. That's kind of an old system that we had from the very first.
And then also talk to them about our search capabilities. If we want to search, like, you know, by certain categories. So that's our next big deal.
Now it's going to switch back to mine. We have, and I'm sure a lot of you are aware, all of the financial data, that information for your clients on this tab.
And
we just added
on the own your home button down. No, own your home button.
Oh, sorry. Come on, quit.
And George, you'll like this. Let's go down the page to yes, own a home. Yes.
Oh, to the own a home. Yes. That's, yeah. I was just going to say that we added another thing in here.
And so we just added, if you look down here, it says potential mortgage refi. Okay. So we put that in there. Now all of this stuff, guys, is going to end up being sortable. Make sense? So Steve's going to be able to go. So you find out their rate's a certain thing, or maybe they've got consumer debt. Okay. And you look, you say, oh, it's a potential mortgage refi. So then what you do is you go in and you say they own a home. Well, and they, and you could put in their mortgage refi potential based on their rate, whatever, and you're going to hit sort and you'll be able to send out a mortgage email or follow up that way. So.
And as you can imagine, the coding to put together the searches for this kind of stuff is kind of complicated. So I am working on that. So I'm working on that, follow-ups, and a couple other things like before the middle of April. So we got a lot of fresh stuff coming.
Yeah, so we're going to get it to where you can sort by any one of these things. Pension, yes. Okay, well, then you pull it and it's going to, so every one of these things, you'll be able to go in and sort and do a custom, what we call, we've been calling a custom list, but it's really going to be something different, be even better than the custom list. So anyway, anything else we got?
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm going to go in, guys, and show you some of the new campaigns you're going to like. So, all right, Stevie boy, back, doing a great job. And let me show you real quick some of the new campaigns. And let's go right here. We got a lot of new stuff on the campaign. So I'm going to just go down the page here, let you see. Congrats on a new baby. Check this out. Okay. All right. Pretty cool, huh? Okay. And this, Bree did this, 6 financial, smart financial moves for new parents. How about that? Here we go. Luke's did that. So that's a good download. Okay. And so we just added that one in. So if you have a customer and you hear about that, or they got a baby coming, we made it where you do both. Let's keep going down here. Retirement account rollover campaign. This is, do you have a retirement plan floating around from a previous job? These are some of the most common situations I ask about. And so you can talk to them about rounding up any money that's out there. We got that. IRA deadline is coming up. Okay. There, we got that. So if you want to send that out, you know, we got that in there. We got a new annual review reminder in here. We've gone in and made a few changes to that. Okay. So we added that. Okay. Let's see what else we added in here. Mortgage review campaign. How about that? All right. Pretty cool, right? What are the benefits? Lower payment, shorter term, cash out, qualify for another, or you may decide if you're in good shape. Would you like a review on your mortgage for all of you guys that are mortgage licensed? I'd like to review your mortgage, help you maximize your financial position. Pretty cool, huh? So we got that one in there. Well, we got the new baby campaign. Where else we got? We've got Aaron Fisher company overview, my company overview. We got Annie did the Spanish company overview. So we've got anything else in there. Happy anniversary. You can set the anniversary up annually and then it does it automatically. Now there's introduction to money with Aaron and also the introduction to money that I did. All right. How about that? All that in the last week or so. So with that, I'm going to open it up now. Let me see where we're at. Stop share. And I'm going to just open it up for comments. And let me see what we got here. We got all kinds of people in here that we'll call on. Chris is new. Kowalski. Chris, you did a great job, and I know you're with Mark. So tell us what's going on. $100,000 earner, new on the panelist.
Hey, Roy. Now I'm pumped. I tell you a story. I had 5,000 contacts in my cell phone the other day last year, and I ended up deleting them out because I didn't have an effective way to follow up. Oh, wow. So I'm sitting here thinking about these systems and structures. I just hired a new customer relationship manager that we're pumped to do follow-up. So I'm really excited about Sales Team Pro and what you guys have created. Things I've been looking for years.
Well, good. How long have you been in business?
23 years.
Guys, you understand that we got so many guys like you that have been around like this that are going to explode their business. They're going to explode their diet. You're going to explode your business because most people in Primerica, never follow up on anything. You know what I'm saying? And yep. all the money is in the follow-up, and there's never a system. I mean, it blows my mind. But, hey, we're excited about it. Glad you got on. We're going to be hearing a lot more from you. That kind of – let me see who else we hadn't talked to in a while. Bob Carlino, give me some ideas here, buddy. I hadn't heard from you in a while. Bob, where's Bob? Is Bob listening in? Let me grab Bob, tell us about it, buddy. Hello, Bob. Bob, I don't hear Bob. Don't hear Bob.
Hey, what about Josh? While we're waiting for Bob, I'll keep it
going. Yeah, jump in here, man.
First off, Chris Kowalski is an old friend. That dude's a beast. I love that guy. I'm so excited to see him here. So I think this process is so important for everybody to understand. It's a process. We always hear it's a marathon. Well, drip campaigning is a process. I mean, it's not just like this. You're going to throw out some campaigns and just like that, you know, I'm talking to all the non-panelists right now. You know, you think, well, I threw out a campaign and, you know, what's the deal? Nothing happened. The reason Roy's coming out with more things is you have to kind of create groups. I'm going to send these to these people this time, these to these people. You got to break it up, create a calendar. Reed did a whole thing on that, but take your time and like, let that come through and let it work for you. But it's more like planting seeds. And I just got some really exciting stuff going on right now. That's just coming from all of that, from $250,000 trades to got a guy coming in today, last minute referral, $860,000. We're doing another guy today for $250,000. I'll close like $1,000,001 today. I've got another $1,000,001 to close for one guy. I've got like $3.5 million in the hopper personal, all through Sales Team Pro, for the next 60 days. And yeah. As well as a couple of new guys just passed their life test and, you know, all that sort of stuff, recruiting as well. But it didn't happen overnight. I've been in here emailing people for like a year and a half, you know, so you're cultivating it.
Absolutely. And guys, what you're building is you're building the equivalent. What you're doing is it's like you're putting water in the barrel and the barrel's filling up and eventually it fills and it just pours out and it's consistent. It just keeps on going. What we're doing, we're plugging the holes. All right. And if you understand that, the mindset, you know, is, you know, let's say you walked in a restaurant and you were a dentist and you looked around and you say, well, let's see. They all have teeth or don't have teeth. They want to have teeth. So the whole room's a prospect. Everybody's a prospect, right? Makes sense. And then you say, now, if they're not coming to me, does that mean they're never going to go to a dentist? No, they're just going to go to another dentist, right? So if you walk in that same room and you're in a crowded restaurant, chances are all of them are prospects because the ones that aren't in the restaurants can't afford to be there. They're not, that's that small market. So the whole room is full of prospects. So if they don't do business with me, does that mean they're never going to buy financial services? Does that mean they're just going to never buy insurance, never buy investment, never do any of that stuff? Okay. Never have children, never own a home, never refinance their house. No, they're just not doing it with you. So then the mindset is with me understanding that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get them in my system and then I'm going to stay in touch with them. I'm going to have all this stuff running in the background. And one day they're going to raise their hand because either their agent or rep that was met with another company didn't do their job. Okay. And follow up, or they haven't done anything. It's time for them to do it. So anyway, hey, Bob, I see you there.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. I was on mute.
Yeah, there you go. So give us some ideas. Bob, like 100 years.
I must say, here we are moving slowly along in our Primerica business over the years, and I feel like a fire hydrant. I'm from Brooklyn, so you have to know a fire hydrant just got open, and it just keeps flowing. And I appreciate all the work your team is doing to update and add things. But I tell you, it's been a challenge for us senior citizens to keep up with it all. But as I'm starting to apply, especially in the recruiting aspect, when I'm hooking up potential recruits into the system, it's fantastic what they're getting, especially the Monday that's repeated on the Thursday. Programs are just fantastic, which just frees up us up to do other things while your STP is doing the work. I really appreciate that. So the recruiting has been a real bump for me in this whole program. So we're trying to hang on, brother. Keep it coming.
Very good. You know, I was telling Ed, I had two recruits, and I told him, I said, look, you got to get your license first. And they went through one of the events, you know, the Monday nights, then Bree followed up and set them up. And then I did a Zoom with them. And then I said, do you want to get your license? They're like, yeah. Sherry followed up, signed them up, showed them how to do the, you know, licensing training. And on Saturday, I said, now, once you get your license, we'll get you plugged in. I'm not working with them. Guys, I have no energy, okay, to work with people that can't even pass the test. If they can't get a license, then I'm sorry. Okay. Been there, done that, never going back that direction ever again. So anyway, the guy sent me a text on Saturday. Hey man, I passed my test. Just want to let you know. I haven't talked to him since we did the follow-up and I told him what to do. I plugged him into this. Okay. He got his license. I told him, I said, if you can't get your license, then I can't work with you. And he got his license. How about that? I mean, that's a easygoing business. I like that. Hey Joe. Hey, thanks, Bob. Jody, give us some ideas. I see you on there. I know you're working and getting your business going.
Yeah, I can't really tell you I have any specific ideas, but I have been putting my pipelines together and the list together. I think you helped me with that, especially securities license. So I created I think I called it platinum, gold, and silver. And I put according to what they had in AUMs, and then I'm just marketing to each one of those groups differently. And so that's kind of what we've been doing the videos. So we'll do a Zoom video where my husband and I will do like a 5 minute, just a quick little thing. And then we'll do a campaign with that. And we do that monthly. And so again, just the drip system and, then following up, you know, with clients as well. So that's the biggest thing that we've
been and what are you feeling like now that you're getting to actually know these people?
Absolutely. Cause we're looking at those lists, on a monthly basis now before. So we're seeing our clients that have a $250,000 and up. We're seeing, you know, the right names and the families and all that stuff. And the ones that have between 100 and 250 and the ones that have between 50 and 100, that's kind of how we've kind of looked at it. And then our goal is to help move them to the next level. Like I want to move them from silver to gold and gold to platinum by helping them increase their assets as well. So it's kind of
and here's the thing, guys. Once you start doing this, then it would be okay to say to them, hey, I really like working with you, and I would like to meet people just like you. I'm going to add a few more customers that have like similar values to you. Who do you know? All right. And they will start referring you customers, not names. Does that make sense?
I love that.
All right. And that's why, and because you've done your job to earn it. Does that make sense? Okay. Yeah. Anthony. Hey buddy, what's going on? I hadn't heard from you. Give us something good.
Things are going good, man. STP has actually been helping us with our recruiting. Just got a direct in the last 30 days. He already passed his test 3 days ago, and he's going for his securities. So, you know, these different campaigns we've been sending out and letting people know we're expanding and we're looking for people really have started to work through people that weren't necessarily looking to join the business, but have referred us to people that are looking right now because of COVID.
Yeah. So recruit guys, the recruiting side of this, this should be the ultimate recruiting tool, because I mean, think about it. You can utilize what Dean has been doing with the videos. You can plug them into this. You can plug them in Monday nights, Thursday nights. You know, I've been recruiting that way. I'm not doing presentations until I got till they've already done it. And so they run through the system and they make it happen. So you got to really be thinking, you know, this is a whole training system. I can't even imagine going back to doing Tuesday night, Saturday morning, fast start schools every 6 weeks. You know, golly, I'd just be like, I'll jump off a bridge. Okay. You know, I love having training going every week. All right. on Sunday night. It's great. It's fresh. And I don't have to do it. How about that? Isn't that good? Ed Randall. Hey, buddy. Ed and I talk. Ed is back. All right. And we'll be closing our Saturday out. And so, Ed, ideas.
Yeah, man. We talked earlier, Roy. And first of all, it's good to be back, man. You guys don't have to keep up with me, but I took January and February off to see if I could cooperate with my support team, my people who were trying to get me well, to overcome the repercussions of COVID. And I had no idea what that was. I just thought I was going to get the stuff and get over it like Roy did, you know, but it didn't happen that way. So I had to take a little time off to get well. And we're fit to fight now and looking forward to it. Looking forward to Saturday. I for the first time, I have a part that really I think has some content, and I'll clue you in a little bit. First of all, we've never thought about it because of where I am in the business, 43 years, 84 years old. It's all about recruiting. I'm looking for top people to become vice presidents of Primerica. And so every conversation I have, that's what the end game is. And if it doesn't get there in a hurry, I just let it go. But one of the things that I've learned to do is how to combine what Roy's taught me. We started about 3 years ago. We've known each other for 25 years, but we started working together with STP. And I told him, I said, Roy, I'm just going to recruit. I'm not going to do anything else. I quit producing a long time ago, and I've got other people who take care of that for us. So what we're looking for is a system that'll do that. Well, it took me a little while to understand and have the patience to understand that, to me, this is my words, STP is a drip system, and we keep dripping them until they finally hopefully get it. Okay, that takes time. Sometimes, as Roy's pointed out, years before the actual results come to you. And then I fall over on this thing with LFIC. I've been a student of that now for the last year or so, really enthralled with it. And I think the two combined are just undaggum believable for recruiting and building your business. You got to learn how to do it. And we're still in that process with Roy's help and Dean's help. But as opposed to a drip system, the videos are kind of a quick reaction. I mean, you get results pretty quick or you don't. And we're learning how to combine the two. And we think there's some exciting possibilities there. That's what I'm going to talk about Saturday in my session. Stick around till the end, because I'm the last guy on the totem pole, but we'll try to make sure that it was worth the wait, okay? Thanks, Roy.
Hey, Ed. And so Ed's going to be talking about how he's using both sides of this. And I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Saturday, I promise you, it's going to be our best outline that we've had. Brad Gerard, are you there? Hey, Brad. I see a screen there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. You want to jump in for a minute?
Wow, man. That training you did this morning was killer. I was talking to my sister, and we said, we got to grab that training. Every brand new person coming into our business needs to see what you did this morning. That the business is a progression of you trying, getting better, trying, getting better, studying the successful people. Anybody can win in this business if they'll just keep putting one foot in front of the other and doing what they need to do. And, I've been on company calls, a lot of calls this last couple months with the heads of the company. And man, I am shouting out the benefits of STP loud. And, you've done something here that I don't think they can do. And this has to come from somebody who's just paid their price and gotten good by grinding it out in the trenches. And so I really appreciate what you do for all of us.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you jumping in with us. I mean, this last kickoff did an incredible job. And I mean, we're just going to keep getting better and better and better. What I'm going to do, I always have to have the master of sales team pro to close us out, Tommy Lee, the man. What about it, Tommy?
Man, I'm telling you, I just don't think anybody really understands the before and after shot of, you know, how I would be going through my phone and trying to follow up and trying to write stuff down and make my hit list and write everything down and lose everything. I mean, I can't even tell you, Roy. It's night and day. What I would just end say is, you know, Sales Team Pro, if you grab onto this and you just work it like a farm, you know what I mean? You got to look at it like, you know, everybody is a seed. You told me a long time ago, you said 73% of everybody that becomes a customer never gets a phone call for 20 years. And that was me. We would get the client, we would get the people in, and then we would forget them. I'm being honest. Okay. And it's a shame. And now it's like the fruit that comes from just staying in touch, just having those campaigns going out. I think we should just keep doing training on how to use it, how to use those text messaging. I mean, I sent out from Sales Team Pro like 50, 60 text messages with the shortcut text message. And yeah, Ed, I'm using those videos. I agree with Ed. The videos and Sales Team Pro is the biggest game changer ever. We have 3 directs in right now in the last like 2 weeks. I think I'll do 6 or 8 directs this month. The directs are coming in because of the relationships that have been built from the drip campaigns. Everybody knows us now. And we go to one spot to see who's in the list. And we just, I know this one. I know this one.
Tommy, I'm gonna do something. I'm going to cut you off real quick. Aaron, what is your quick idea? Aaron. Thanks, Tom.
You got
it. So the 2020 tax IRA campaign was really good. We were looking to build a custom list.
All right.
But it was so well worded. We sent it to everybody because it was very generic. But if you go to my POL tab, go to all the dashboard, the bottom left corner is special reports. You can pull up your IRA contribution clients.
All right. IRA list and that kind of thing. And so, guys, that's so much business right there, okay, that you can finish up and you can get last year's and get them started for this year. And I want to close with one thing that, you know, we talk about this whole idea as a long-term business. And so one of the things I would tell you early on is don't sell people on a short-term deal. You with me? And a lot of times, because when you really talk about all this money you can make and da-da-da-da-da, and you really oversell it, what you're telling people is there's something wrong with them because they're not getting rich quick. And then they start doubting themselves. And so what you want to do is talk about, hey, we're going to build this thing. This is a long-term deal, okay? So what we're doing, and then you get people thinking long-term, they'll start building long-term. And they're going to make some money along the way. But hey, I made $7,000 my first year. I mean, I was coming out of a sales side. So anyway, I know we got a lot of you guys are jumping on with Dean. So we're going to cut it off Saturday morning. I would just encourage you to get everybody you can, new people, you know, and they don't even have to be Sales Team Pro members. Anybody that you want to get on there, encourage your hierarchy to do that. And I will see you and talk to you on Saturday morning. Have a good one. See you guys.